Well, this morning on Community Close Up, we're at the Louisville Independent Business Alliance, their headquarters on Douglas Boulevard, and we're talking today with LIBA Director Jennifer Rubenstein about buying local. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while since I've been here, but I want to ask you about the mission of LIBA. What is the mission, would you say?
Sure. Well, our mission is to educate people about why buying local is important. I feel like people oftentimes, when they're making their buying choices, they don't think of their purchases as a vote. But we like for people to think of themselves more as citizens than as consumers and think about the type of community that they want to keep. So when you buy local, you are, first of all, you're keeping more money circulating in our economy. About three times the amount will recirculate in the local economy when it's spent at a local business as opposed to a national chain. And also, you're supporting what's really unique about our community. You know, these are businesses that you don't find in any other community. When you have out-of-town guests, you want to bring them to the local restaurants and the local shops, the places that they don't have where they come from.
Now, how did you get involved in LIBA?
Well, I started in 2008, specifically just inviting businesses to join. And at that time, we didn't have any paid staff when I first started. And so as the membership grew, you know, my position grew. And what do you know? I became directors.
You know, until the last few years, we really didn't talk about the difference between buying from a chain store and buying from a local store. So what's the difference been in the marketplace that has caused that change in outlook?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, it was kind of the dawn of the big box store. And so people trended towards, you know, bigger is always better. But without really thinking about the ultimate cost that they were paying by forgetting about local businesses. And I think that locally anyway, when Holly Cook was sold to Borders, it kind of sent a little shockwave through Louisville. Holly Cook had been considered everybody's favorite bookstore. They had three large locations. And when they were suddenly gone, people thought, well, wait a minute. I have a lot of favorite stores that I would like to continue to see in my community. And so I think that kind of produced a shift in thinking. It was the start of the Buy Local movement locally. John Timmons had gone to Austin and saw their Keep Austin Weird campaign and said, I just love it. And they said, well, you should start one in Louisville. And so right there out of his own pocket, he started the Keep Louisville Weird, put up a billboard. And from there, we hope that we've been making progress since then of kind of swinging that pendulum back. We understand that local isn't going to be 100% of the time for purchases, but we just want people to remember that our locals are there, and if we want to keep them around, and if we want to continue to recirculate those dollars in our local community, that shifting some of those dollars back towards locals is important.
We're talking with Jennifer Rubenstein. She is the director of the Louisville Independent Business Alliance. Now, there's been a lot of talk of closings these days. You know, Macy's closing their store. They had the Limited closing. Is there a difference between those chains closing and the local store closing as far as the mindset of the Louisvillian that's looking at that?
Sure. Well, I would say, you know, speaking of, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s, that the big box store was certainly the biggest competitor for our local retailers anyway. But of late, it's the internet and it's the mega Amazon and eBay, et cetera, that provides really the biggest competition, I think the biggest threat for our locals. So, It also affects, you know, national brick and mortars as well. So that's why I think you see the bigger change closing locations, et cetera, as things start to shift. So it's an interesting time for our locals to balance their brick and mortar business, but also to have the convenience of online as well.
So is that what you're seeing? Are you seeing the local store saying, you know what, I need a presence online. I'm gonna start offering my goods and services online?
Sure. I think a lot of people may not realize, but you can order books from Carmichael's the same as you can order from Amazon, and they can have it right there in the store for you, et cetera. So, you can download ebooks, et cetera. So there is certainly an awareness, among local businesses that having an online presence is important, but also, there's an education factor as well in letting people know that there's a practice called showrooming, where people will physically visit a brick and mortar business to look around, see what they like, et cetera, utilize that brick and mortar's expertise, et cetera, but then go online and find it at the very cheapest price. And so we understand that the online retailer might have a cheaper price, but it's because they don't have to pay rent. They don't have to pay for the expertise of the people that you can talk to in person. So we feel like, when you have utilized these services, that it's fair to then be compensated for them.
Right. Now, suppose I and a bunch of other people say, you know what, I didn't really think of it like that before. I'm going to start buying, more conscious effort to buy local. What kind of a change would it take to boost the local economy?
Sure. Well, we ask people to think about a 10% shift. It's a nice manageable number that folks can kind of think about and find a few places where they can make some shifts in their spending. And that would retain an extra $416 million in the local economy, according to a study that we did in 2012. So if everyone made that small shift, it would make a huge difference in our local economy.
Now, I was on your website, and I saw something about a gift card that you can use in lots of places. What about that, Jennifer?
That's right. We're really excited because we've been wanting to do this for years and have had requests for it, et cetera. People wanted to know, is there a local gift card that I can buy that's good at multiple local stores? And we are finally able to offer that. Very excited. So if you go to our website at keeplouisvilleweird.com/e-gift-card, then you will find information about that. You can purchase it. You can download it on your phone. You can also print them out and give them to people. It's good at over 65 locations or 65 members. So it's something like 80 something locations. And, it's neat because you can give these as gifts and people can choose where they want to go. Everything, rainbow blossom to rye and Brasserie Provence to block party boutique. So it's a lot of different places in those 65 members, and that number keeps growing every day. So we're very excited to offer that.
We're with Jennifer Rubenstein with the Louisville Independent Business Alliance. And say a local business owner is listening and they want to know, okay, what's the benefit of me joining LIBA? What would you tell them?
I would say either give me a call or go to our website at keeplouisvilleweird.com. And our membership is available for $100 a year, and we try to keep it very reasonable like that because we realize that there are lots of very tiny businesses out there, but we want to be welcoming to all local independents. So we even offer a $9 a month option if that's easier for folks. But you get a really huge bang for your buck when you become a member. Obviously, we have our member networking events. We also have our Buy Local Fair. So for our retailers, they're able to get a booth at our Buy Local Fair, which has an attendance of 8,000 people. And the only thing it costs them is a $25 donation to the silent auction, something from their store. For our B2B folks, we also have our expo coming up on January 19th. And that will be at Melwood Arts Center. And we have really focused in the last year to balance out a lot of people are aware, obviously, of our efforts with retailers, but we also have so many members that are business to business. Their customers are other businesses. So we want our members to remember that when they're making purchases, not just personally, but also for their business, to look locally. So this expo will showcase over 50 of our members, where so people can come, and you don't have to be a member to attend. You do need to be a member to have a booth, but to come and check out the local businesses, you can certainly come check them out at the expo. And last year was our first one, and we were very pleased with it. So we got a bigger space this year, more parking, and it's going to be a great event.
Now, give me the particulars on that. When, where, and what people are going to see when they show up at the Louisville Local Business Expo.
Sure. Well, the expo runs from 1 until 4:30. And like I said, we have over 50 of our local businesses represented there. We also have some really awesome speakers as well. At 1:30, we're going to hear from Madison Cork, and she's a communications consultant. She's going to talk about the storyteller in you, because as you know, storytelling, it makes the facts really stick with people, a lot more so than just rattling off a bunch of statistics, etc. So we also have Matt Wallace with Kentucky Shakespeare on turning the ship around. And Kentucky Shakespeare is just a huge success story. They were on the brink of closing, and the very next year had a record-breaking year. So it was really amazing. And he kind of, you know, went to some core principles of reconnecting to mission and to the community to accomplish that. And those principles are applicable with businesses at large as well. So, and then we're going to close out with Darnell Ferguson, the owner of Super Chefs, and talking about how you can be your own best super fan. And really his story about how having the right belief in himself overcame huge, huge hurdles to become a business owner, a successful business owner. So I think the talks are really going to add to it as well. And so you can visit the booth, learn some new things, get inspired. And we'll also, of course, have special gifts for the first 150 people, I think, that register. We've got a Local Love gift bag. So that'll be fun.
Now, where do people go to register for that?
They will go to keeplouisvilleweird.com/localexpo, or you can link to it from our homepage, just keeplouisvilleweird.com. And Melwood Arts Center from 1 to 4:30 on Thursday, January the 19th.
You were talking a little bit about it. It almost sounded like a mentoring thing, where you've got people who are experts that are trying to help other local businesses. Is that one of your goals?
Yes, it is. We have actually informally started a Pay It Forward program with some of our West Louisville efforts and connecting businesses that are starting up in West Louisville or who want to take it to the next level in West Louisville, and connecting them with other of our members who have been in business for a long, long time with multiple locations, et cetera, so they can help each other out and get connected to various resources and other independent businesses.
Now, what kind of a change are you seeing in the attitudes of people, you know, now toward buying local? I mean, what's the feeling that you get around Louisville?
I'm very proud of Louisville. I think that Louisville is an amazing place, and I think that it has come quite a ways. And certainly when I started, I remember kind of the education I got. Summer Auerbach of Rainbow Blossom was telling me about this new organization that she was part of, and I wasn't working at LIBA at the time. And she said, yes, and it's all about buying local. And when she told me the statistics about how much more money stays local, I was like, wow, I was really surprised. And so that, I feel like, you know, was kind of my personal epiphany. And I feel like more and more folks have had that. And we've seen a huge difference in the past 10 years that we've been around. LIBA started in 2005, and a lot more awareness. You don't really have to explain necessarily what the buy local message means, et cetera. But there's still certainly a long, long way to go. So I definitely think that we've made a lot of progress, and there certainly is a lot more awareness, but there's plenty more to talk about.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for letting us come down today.
Great. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's Jennifer Rubenstein. She's the director of the Louisville Independent Business Alliance. This is Joe Fidelli with Community Close Up, and we'll talk again next week.